Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on February 23rd regarding Akio, A-K-I-O, Smith. Akio Smith is a 44-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 3-1-21. But on that occasion, his right hand got caught in a lift gate of a truck. Paired, he went to St. Francis Emergency Room the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be simply lacerations. Paired, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. Paired, in paragraph, per the treatment records supplied, Mr. Smith was seen at consensual on 3-2-21. Paired, he stated the incident occurred that date while closing a lift gate and his hand was crushed. Period. He went to the emergency room where x-rays were negative for fracture. Paired, approximately 18 sutures wrapping around each of his middle three fingers were placed. Period. These were noted to be present on the clinical exam with large lacerations and no signs of infection or bleeding. But he was diagnosed with laceration of multiple sites of the hand and fingers. Period. He was issued home dressings to assist with his wound care. Period. He was instructed not to drive a company vehicle at this time. Period. He followed up at Concentra over the next several weeks. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 3-23-21. Paired, his impression was crush injury of the right hand. Period. He also had a diagnosis of Achilles tendonitis. Period. Exam found his lacerations to be healing. Paired, the deepest wound had been the long finger. Paired, flexor and extensor tendon function appeared to be intact. Period. He saw Dr. Lipschultz again on 4-13-21. Paired, he was able to make a composite fist. Paired, he still could not make a tight composite fist, and strength was slowly improving. Paired, he was going to continue with occupational therapy. Paired, he returned on 4-27-21 when therapy was extended. Paired, at the final visit of 5-25-21, his lacerations had all healed and his scars were softened nicely. Paired, he had full digital range of motion and good grip strength. Period, he is back to work full duty and very happy with how he is done. Period, physical exam. Before that, insert this chronologically. On 3-15-21 at Concentra, 60 sutures were removed from the three fingers. Period. Now we'll go to physical exam. General appearance, he wore a t-shirt with the name Akio and Chase Elegant Construction. Per this corresponds with his admission to being self-employed in a manually rigorous profession. Period. Extremities upper. The skin on his hands was dry that he attributed to cold weather. Period. There were healed transverse scars on the dorsal aspect of the right index, long, and ring fingers at approximately the DIP level. Period. On the volar aspect were similar scars at the PIP crease level. Period. Pinprick sensation was diminished circumferentially around the involved fingers on the right hand, but were otherwise intact. Paired, hands resembled. Phelan's maneuver elicited He elicited numbness at the proximal involved phalanges, but was negative on the left. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Cervical spine is normal. Impressions on 3-1-21. Akio Smith sustained several lacerations to the fingers on his right hand when it got caught in a lift gate of a truck. Period. He was seen at the emergency room where x-rays were negative. Period. His lacerations were then sutured. Period. He followed up at Concentra on 3-2-21, explaining he had 18 sutures placed. Period. They had him continue with conservative care, including occupational therapy. Period. On 3-15-21, 60 sutures were removed. Period. The discrepancy in number is unexplained. Period. He followed up with Dr. Lipschultz through 5-25-21 when his clinical exam was unrevealing. Period. The petitioner had been working in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph. His current clinical exam found there to be healed scars about the right index, long and ring fingers. Period. There was slight thickening on the middle finger scar. Period. There were also healed scars on the PIP crease levels of the corresponding fingers. Period. He had full range of motion of the fingers and could make an excellent grip and pinch strength. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the wrist in the form of Fallon's maneuver elicited numbness and tingling of the involved fingers. Period. However, due to direct pinprick testing, sensation was intact. Period. New paragraph. There is 2.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. I will take into account that he remains active, using his hands, in a physically demanding career. Period. Accordingly, there is not any true functional loss. Period. End.